This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
Well, hey there. Welcome into the County 10 Podcast. We're again in the mobile Porter's 10Cast studio. Thanks to Porter's Supply Company for that. Special conversation here today as we're able to catch up with one of many great faculty members from Central Wyoming College. Brittany Yates is joining us. Brittany's here to talk about the Bachelor of Applied Science degree in Organizational Management and Leadership. She joins us via telephone now. Brittany, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. I really appreciate it. You are the Assistant Professor of Business at Central Wyoming College. Does that sound correct?
That does sound correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's what your bio says. So you're a Wyoming native, is that correct? You're from the area?
I am, born and raised in Wyoming.
And then how'd you get involved with Central Wyoming College?
I actually went to school out east, and then we lived up and down the East Coast in a few different places. I worked in public relations and sales, management and marketing. And we decided, my husband and I decided that we were a little bit tired of being too far away from everybody. So we moved back home, and it was supposed to be a short stop on the map, but I started working at CWC in student services as part of the student life and activities and athletics department. I loved college. It was a good fit for me at the time, and I've been there ever since. So it's been more than 11 years now.
Yeah, very cool. I'm sure there are many answers, but what's your favorite part of your day-to-day, your favorite part of the college?
You know, I honestly could be a career college student if that were an option. I love college. I love education. I'm passionate about learning. And really, I truly just enjoy working with our students, seeing those passions come out in them and being able to be a part of that journey.
We're going to talk about some exciting news happening at CWC, but I'm just kind of curious from your perspective how everything right now is going at the college. I know coronavirus concerns have everything kind of shut down. What's sort of the word from CWC and the faculty right now?
Right now, our faculty are just trying to really provide resources, make themselves available. We're all certainly in the same boat. So many of us, much like our students, are going to be working from home with children and families at home. So I think we're all trying to navigate these uncharted waters and still be able to be a resource and a person that our students can rely on for information and even just to talk to, visit with, and make sure that they can still be successful in this terrifying transition, but also with technology, we've been really blessed with the opportunity to remain a resource and remain able to be teaching our courses. We're all working to be really flexible and understanding in this challenging time.
Yeah, definitely strange for everybody. I guess we're better equipped for it now than in the past with all this technology, and I know CWC is doing an excellent job with that, but I'm sure everybody's anxious to get back on campus too. The exciting news this week was CWC is approved for a Bachelor of Applied Science degree in Organizational Management and Leadership. What is that exactly?
So, with the Bachelor's of Applied Science, it's a four-year degree that we will be able to offer to students. And there's actually two program options that we've developed to go with the Organizational Management and Leadership core. The first is Tribal Leadership, and I'm hoping you get the opportunity to talk to Tarissa about that. It's a really unique and incredible program that she has worked diligently to develop. And the other option, the one that I've been more heavily involved in, is our business and entrepreneurship leadership option. So what we are looking to do is provide our students or potential students with an area of study that could be valuable within all industries and careers and even within their personal lives. It's really focused on leadership skills, on innovation, ethics, being able to provide the the skill set needed to manage and run businesses such as financial analysis and budgeting. Again, that leadership component, I think, is crucial no matter what you do. So it's been a really exciting program to be a part of, and I've been so blessed to have been involved in this, and just to see it come to life is really incredible.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like maybe just the start of potential four-year programs at CWC. Is anything else like that in the works down the road? I know these are long processes to get.
Yeah, curriculum development and approval is an extremely long process, and this one was kind of done in a manner of fast and furious while still remaining dedicated to our process and the process of developing programs at the state level and within, of course, the Higher Learning Commission requirements. Right now, I think our focus is on doing these two options within the organizational management and leadership. There are some discussions about other options that will fit within this core BAS, and I certainly think those will be discussions that we are starting to have as soon as we can reconvene on campus and think about what the future looks like at CWC and for our students in our service areas.
Yeah. You touched on it a little bit, but who is this degree for exactly? If you were talking to maybe a high school kid who's looking at college options right now, what kind of career fields would this degree help out in?
So this degree can help students in a number of career fields. One of our goals was to be able to develop a program that would allow students to enter within a wide variety of educational experiences or even without previous college credit or experience. We've got students that are in our career tech program, such as welding or auto and cosmetology, that this degree would work seamlessly with one of those applied associate degrees so that they can further gain the knowledge and skills to run their own businesses or manage businesses within our communities or in other communities. It's also a great opportunity for students in the world of business and, just about anything that they want to do as far as what CWC already offers, art, communication, new media. We have so many wonderful programs that this would really fit within any of those skills and industries.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's kind of an all-encompassing thing. No matter which direction you want to go in, would benefit a lot of people, it sounds like. I imagine these new opportunities and to have students on campus for a couple extra years are good for the college, good for the local economy. Like, the trickle-down effect just must be enormous to be able to have all these different opportunities.
Yeah, and what I think is really exciting about it is that we're going to be able to provide them with skills that can tie directly into the work they're already doing while still giving them the opportunity to advance those skills and certainly work through this at a pace that works for them and within their personal lives. We know that education is directly tied to economic stability, and right now there's a lot of uncertainty. So I think this can provide people with a little bit more of that skill set that would provide them with the resources to advance within their industries or even to go and pursue new careers and jobs or businesses, start their own.
Yeah, definitely. I know the website is cwc.edu. You guys are all over the web. If you Google Central Wyoming College, you can find more details about that. But do you have any other contact advice if people are interested in this program or enrolling at CWC?
Yeah, there's a website, or I'm sorry, not a website, an email set up that's just bas@cwc.edu that will go directly to those of us that are involved with advising and talking to interested students or potential students. I think that's a great way. They can always call 855-2000, which is our general CWC line, and there's connections to the different departments. So any which way they want to visit with us, we will make sure they get in touch with the right people and are able to get their questions answered concerning this degree or other programs that we are offering.
Perfect. Anything else going on at Central Wyoming College or anything we missed that we should touch on?
I think that, you know, I just want to maybe kind of give a shout out to all the faculty and staff that have worked so diligently to make this possible. It was, like I said, a fast and furious process while, we did it, but it's going to be incredible to our institution. We're still going to be a community college. I know we get that question with, you know, being able to offer the four-year degree. We're still a community college that offers four-year degrees now. And none of that would be possible without the work done by those people behind the scenes. And I think it's incredibly important to mention those that were working very hard in developing this. And we're excited about it. We can't wait to, you know, just explore the possibilities with our students and continue to advocate for education and training and working within our local employers and businesses to help them develop and train people they need working in their businesses and also working within our communities. We're excited about it.
Definitely a good opportunity for the college and the state of Wyoming as a whole, I think. So, all right. Brittany, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate all you're doing and all the staff has done there at Central Wyoming College. Hopefully you guys stay safe and well in this crazy time, and hopefully we get the chance to visit again soon.
Yes, you as well. Thank you so much.
I want to thank Brittany Yates and the phenomenal staff at Central Wyoming College for setting that up. Again, you can find more details on the college as a whole at cwc.edu. Quick thank you to the folks who make the County 10 podcast possible, folks like Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Next time you're shopping around downtown Lander, stop in and see what they've got. They've got some new lines of jewelry and fashion for the spring coming into the store soon. They're at 258 Main Street next to the movie theater in downtown Lander. Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy, also in downtown Lander, near 4th and Main, next to the Verizon store. They treat conditions affecting the entire body. They do FCE testing and return-to-work training. The only certified hand therapists in Lander. Quit living in pain or discomfort. Get a consultation from Elevate Rehab. I'm sure they can help you out. They've got a phenomenal staff. Follow Elevate Rehab on their social medias for more. Our friends at Rendezvous Dental in Riverton also make the show possible. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett, and their top-notch staff bringing the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. They're open for emergencies during coronavirus, but of course are closed for routine stuff as the safety of their patients is at the top of their minds. You can follow Rendezvous Dental. They do a great job on social medias anyway, and it takes a lot for a dentist's office to be interesting on social media, but they do a really good job. They post some funny stuff on there too at Rendezvous Dental. And finally, the show is brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Wydot reminds you to buckle your seatbelt every time. Stats are overwhelming. Seatbelts save lives. So if you're listening to this on your drive right now, please make sure everybody's buckled up. And thanks to the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Thanks again to Brittany Yates for joining us and Central Wyoming College. More of the County 10 podcast available on your favorite podcast app or at 10cast.county10.com. Have a great day.
The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.